Welcome to HQ Wave Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis.
And we're best engaged.
Engaged. But not to each other, to, you know, other
completely
people.
Completely different people.
But I will say Alana is now my maid of honor, like officially.
I found out.
I know. I mean, as if you guys didn't already kind of suspect it from, you know, our friendship and whatever. But
that it was coming. I think they probably had a bit of a spoiler. They went onto the internet. They did some research. They figured it out.
They stalked HQAF.productions on Instagram and probably guessed from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I popped the question today. Alana brought up me a bottle of champagne, and I was like, oh, wow, that's so sweet of you. I actually have a question for you that would warrant this bottle of champagne. Would you want to be my maid of honor?
And I, at first, thought he was going to ask me to marry him, which I thought was going to be really awkward because we are engaged to completely different people. But then I was like incredibly honored.
But would you have said yes? Like, that's the actual question.
I mean, probably. We're clearly made for each other. I mean, have you listened to your own radio show?
I know.
We're so great for each other.
God damn it.
We're great people. We're great for each other. We're great friends. I mean, we're truly, you know, a great example of citizens in this society. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, if we can't be married, we could at least be each other's maid/man of honor, so you know, this is great. But today we're gonna kind of
talk about something that's not so great about me.
Alana has like these food habits that are, that one might call disgusting. And
we say one, but I really mean Francis. What he really means is Francis. I think they're perfectly normal. I'm great, you guys. Francis is just—he's just perfect. I'm just—you know—I was gonna say something negative, but I can't. I just love him so much. I'm just so honored to be his maid of honor.
And I'm like blushing. I'm honored to be your man of honor. Your wedding is coming
Welcome
up.
Welcome to our episode where we just talk how much we love each other. Stay tuned for more love, but also how I'm disgusting.
Oh my gosh. So speaking about engagements, around the time that I had first met Chris, this is around Valentine's Day, I believe, I had actually done something very sweet for Chris. I started dating him around February, asked him to be my Valentine's, and I'm sure Alana remembers, I made him a card from scratch, and I attached a single
heart candy
that said, "Will you be mine?" on it. And, you know, I bought like this entire box of candies just to find this one particular heart. And so I, in my living room, I had this bowl of candy hearts. And it's debriefing Alana the following day, talking about how my date with Chris had gone. And Alana takes this bowl of candy from the coffee table as I'm telling her my stories. And she's going through full, kind of like handedly, like scooping from the bottom with her hand, digging her entire hand through the bowl of candy, and takes it out and repeats the process. And I have to stop and I look at her. What are you doing, Alana? like, are you going to eat anything? And she's like, no, I just like the way that these candies feel in my hand. And so I say, you're pawing through my candy with your bare hands, and you're not even going to eat a single one of them.
Yeah, I remember very vividly Francis's face. It was a look of disgust. It was a look of shame in being friends and being associated with someone like me. And I'm like, it was so weird because Francis was telling me this story. I was completely engrossed in this story. And I, in my engrossment, was also just pawing through this candy, just like in fascination, but not eating any of it. And I remember Francis tells me, like, what is wrong with you? Can you please stop wiping your dirty hands through my candy? If you're not going to eat them, don't touch them.
I mean, let's be fair. You probably didn't wash your hands before you ate this candy.
Probably not.
Yeah, so you were literally, like, going through
dirtying them.
All through this candy that I just have open out in the living room. And you're just putting your hands on every single one of them.
Claiming them as my own. I don't know. I mean, am I supposed to apologize for being a tactile person? Like, maybe I live life through tactile experiences, sensations. Okay, Francis, is there something wrong with that?
Do you feel like you were being disgusting?
No, but I did feel like I was being disgusting. I remember, so Francis gives me this look and this chat, like, that's gross, please stop. And then I remember he continues telling me this story. And I, of course, it's like, not conscious that I do this. And I went in for the candy again. And I remember Francis gave me this look and pulled the bowl away. It was like, what are you doing? And I said, what? It's like, you're reaching for the candies again. And I said, sorry, I want to play with the candies.
And so that wasn't the only time. I mean, there's probably many other stories we could shove into this episode, but one in recent memory, I had a bowl of chocolate just laying out, and they were wrapped chocolate coming from Halloween, just kind of laying out on our countertop, though. And Alana comes over one day, and I think I was making dinner for you, right? Like, yeah, I was making dinner for you.
We were waiting for, I don't know, the oven to finish reheating.
And I was like, oh, help yourself to a candy if you want. And so I go back and I'm like preparing something for dinner. And when I turn back around, Alana had already finished 5 chocolates. Like unwrapped and ate 5 chocolates in the span of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you eat all of that? Like, where did all that chocolate just go? And
I remember I looked up at him like, what are you talking about? Because I just, I consumed without even consciousness. I just like shoved that shit in there. It's a miracle the wrapping was off of the chocolate because I had ate it so fast.
Were you just really that hungry that day?
I don't know. I think I'm just kind of, I have a weird relationship with food.
Candy?
Yeah, candy in specific. I like petting it. I like touching it. I like eating it at, you know, a ridiculous amount of time or in a ridiculous amount of time. I don't know, just me and candy. And I know that I've just always had an obsession with the candy that you've had here. I honestly don't know what to do with myself now that I'm at your apartment. There is no chocolate bowl to just go through. I mean, you know how I would come here and I just eat your chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
don't maybe... I feel like not myself not eating your chocolate right now?
I'm helping you with your wedding dress.
That's true. Folks, I put on my wedding dress, I gained like 1 pound or 2, and my mom was hounding me about how fat and disgusting I was, and how she's promising the seamstress, this is probably for a different episode, but you know what, we gonna get into this.
This is a bottle of champagne in, so you know, if forgive us.
Yeah, I know, forgive us for not following the script, but sometimes, you know, when you're wedding planning, shit gets real. So my mom promises the seamstress, don't worry, I'm gonna make her walk 1 hour every day. She's like apologizing for the seamstress for like my extra aww pound or two. Can we also mention that my doctor says I'm underweight and I should gain some weight? Just saying.
Also, that your mom was simultaneously saying like, oh, Alana, you're so fat, and oh, Alana, you're gorgeous, like this.
Yeah, my mom was trying to redeem herself by calling me beautiful. God, the best part was when the seamstress and also the wedding consultant person, like the whole team was like, oh my god, you look so beautiful, and I was like so clearly frowning and so unhappy because my mom was being savage to me for like 1 hour.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was
yeah, oh my god, all those photos you took of me are just me looking so unhappy in my dress. My mom's talking about me like I'm spilling out of my dress, and it's like I gained maybe 1 pound.
Well, so for context, one of my favorite stories about your mom right now, like in of recent memory, is just how at the wedding walkthrough, the catering walkthrough rather, this is the time where you talk to the caterer to figure out the logistics of how your reception is going to go. As soon as Alana's mom walks in, she looks the caterer in the eye and is like, I have had 20 years in the industry. I need to be able to choose my own waiters.
Yeah.
And I think the caterer responds like, I've had 40 years and, you know, like,
yeah,
this will be okay. But, you know, just it just kind of speaks to Alana's mom's personality. Like, she's very strong-willed and
yeah,
is sort of a whirlwind of personality.
Yeah, and can we talk about how my mom was like, yeah, I spent 20 years in the restaurant business, and my mom had... The last time she was a waiter was when she was in college. So can we, like, talk about the last time she was in the restaurant business?
So actually she meant, like, I've spent 20 years at restaurants.
It was 20 years ago that I was working a restaurant, but I had 20 years experience prior to those 20 years? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Oh my gosh, I was wondering what that meant, like...
Yeah, my mom worked at a restaurant. Okay, so to be fair, from the time she was a teenager through college, that's not even 20 years. Jesus. My mom can't do math. Oh. So, outside of my wedding dress experiences, actually, I do have a funny wedding dress experience that relates to my food obsession. Well, obviously, okay, so I'm getting married, so my relationship with food being weird is not helpful to my body or my dress or the two together.
I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah, so anyone who knows me knows I'm obsessed with Funyuns. I'm known as the Funyuns girl at work, and the reason for that is because I actually got Funyuns to send me a trunk full of Funyuns. I don't know any little girl that spends her whole life aspiring for that, but guess what, little girl? I achieved it.
Did you win a contest?
I didn't win a contest. They stole my tweet and used it for marketing and never paid me. And then when I asked them, why didn't you pay me? They're like, oh, we'll send you something. Please don't sue us. But I remember I took a Snapchat of a bunch of bags in my trash can, like empty bags that I had eaten. And one of my friends goes, wow, like working on your wedding bod, huh? Oh, and gosh. I thought to myself, wow, Jesus. That's a person I shouldn't be friends with anymore.
Yeah, like, fucking bitch. Holy God shit, damn.
I know. But yeah, I just have a very interesting relationship with food and Funyuns and chocolate and just being a tactile person. It's kind of gross, but I think it's kind of endearing. Wouldn't you say, Francis?
Kind of like eating food off the ground?
I don't eat that. I don't do that. How dare you? I don't do that.
So how is that?
We know someone that does that, but we don't.
How is that any different?
Because my hands haven't touched the ground.
No, but like my mouth will eat something that your hands had touched.
But it wasn't the ground. I wasn't doing handstands over here. I don't do hands. I'm not a professional.
But you didn't wash your hands, so you could have touched the ground.
No. That's before suggesting that I fall. I'm a very well-balanced person, both emotionally, mentally, and physically. I'm very well-balanced.
So
clean eating.
Does the rest of your family paw through food? Like, where did this behavior come from?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I just really like...
Are you one of those people that uses, like, stress balls? Do you have stress balls?
No. They're annoying.
You just paw through your Funyuns?
Yeah. I do.
But really? You do?
No, I eat them. God, you're weird. Or am I weird?
How do we know you don't paw through the Funyuns?
You've seen me eat Funyuns.
Am I disinvited or
not your maid of honor anymore because I'm disgusting? Or like,
just don't paw through
where's
my,
your
just
lot?
Don't paw through my cake.
Are you going to have candy at your wedding? Or cake?
Cake.
What Mini if I pie. Put my hands into the cake because I really need to feel what's real? Am I invited still to your wedding or no?
No.
Are you serious?
Not if you're gonna make it about your tactile experiences with food.
Yeah.
Monster.
I am a monster.
So my favorite part about your Funyuns thing was that you actually had a Funyuns air freshener that came as part of your...
Oh, yeah!
And you had that hanging.
It smelled like Funyuns. It smelled like lemon. It smelled like cleaner.
Yeah.
It was kind of gross.
Yeah. I mean, all aspects of that sounded very gross, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever aspired to have a Funyuns trunk and have a Funyuns air freshener, girl, I got you. I lived it, and it wasn't that great. I'm sorry.
So apparently I spell Funyuns wrong. Like, I was thinking fun onion, but Alana corrected me. It was Funyuns.
Funyuns.
I like the extra accent on the U. But I'll let it pass this one time.
Yeah, I think this episode has been really a mishmash of wedding and
what the fuck
Alana's food habits.
Yeah. And a lot of what the fuck. But yeah. You know, we're really happy that you guys tune in to our episode, which we also publish once every other week.
Yeah, that's thanks.
Bi-weekly.
Thanks, Lydia, and thanks, Patrick, for tuning in.
Yeah, and thanks. Thanks, Mom. You already said my mom's name, you weirdo. And thanks, America and the CIA that's probably listening into our conversations. Thanks, Facebook, that's selling our information currently to the Russians. I didn't read that poll. I don't know what they're doing. But guess what, you guys? You can follow us on Anchor, which is this application, or on, we're not on Facebook. We're on
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Or Google Play.
And also Instagram, hqaf.productions, at instagram.com. I don't know what our handle is, but that's our username. And we update twice a month. And
bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah, which is twice a month. And that's it for our show, folks. The best ship to sail on is
friendship.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.